We're going to continue to talk about Jerusalem, but we're going to now be more specific. Not only the city of Jerusalem, but we're going to talk about the Temple Mount, which is the pupil of the eye for God. This is the location that he has chosen, according to Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, to dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever and ever. There's been a lot of activities going on. The Islamic Trust, which has the custodial responsibilities on the Temple Mount, have been allowing some destruction to take place. We're going to find out more about that. We're going to talk in a few moments with Gabby Barkai, one of the outstanding archaeologists here in the state of Israel. And he has a project going on trying to reclaim some of the artifacts that have been taken out of their place on the Temple Mount and actually thrown in the city dump. Well, we'll get to that conversation in a moment. But first, Rabbi Yoel Karen. He has a great interest in the Temple Mount, not only the archaeological aspect of it, but the spiritual aspect of it, because that's where the next temple is going to stand, right there in the center of the earth, the Jewish temple, to be built right on this sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people. Rabbi Shavua Tov, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Shavua Tov, and thank you for having me.
By the way, I say night, those people listening in the United States, it would be afternoon, but here in Jerusalem, where I'm broadcasting from, it's in the evening hours, and the Shabbat has just completed. I said Shavua Tov to the rabbi, which is giving him a desire, a wish from me, that he have a good week to follow. Let's talk about this situation on the Temple Mount. In the past, there has been destruction done by the Muslims on the Temple Mount. I believe somewhere over 400 truckloads of antiquity artifacts taken off of the Temple Mount when they were constructing a major mosque at the southeastern corner of the Temple Mount. I think somebody told me 10,000 seats on that mosque. But this destruction on the Temple Mount is continuing. I know you often go there. You take people, you teach them there what is the importance of this holy site to the Jewish people. Have you been able to witness some of this destruction that's going on?
It's going on constantly. It never seems to stop. And, you know, it's interesting because in the past, the Antiquities Authority has always sort of downplayed the destruction that's going on, and I've never really understood why, other than they're taking orders from the Prime Minister's office. But here lately, there's been a change. The amount of equipment that's up there has risen. The amount of trash that's being dumped on the Temple Mount because of the construction has grown exponentially, and it seems to me that even the authority of the Antiquities Authority itself has been diminished. Just a few weeks ago, I went up on Harbayat on the Temple Mount with the director of the Antiquities Authority, Shuka Dorfman. And this guy can go, when you're the director of the Antiquities Authority, you can visit any antiquity site anywhere and have complete access. I mean, you're the boss. And we had planned to go down into some areas that people don't normally get to go to. And this was going to be a first for me. And we get up there, and the police told him no. And the only thing I can think of is that this is a direct affront to the authority of the Antiquities Authority. And for them to stop him, the director, from going where he wants, they're trying to hide something up there. The police know that something is going on, and they don't want the Antiquities Authority to know about it. And this is very scary. And even now, even the Antiquities Authority now is bringing complaints against the Prime Minister's office because ultimately they call the shots. And they say they are trying to cover up the destruction, the systematic destruction of anything that proves that Jewish temples were there.
Yoel, why in the world would the Israeli government, and we know the custodial responsibilities given to this Islamic Trust back in 67, after the Israeli paratroopers had reunited the city of Jerusalem, a group of political and military leaders made a decision to give the custodial responsibility to the Muslims. And that was probably a great mistake way back in 1967. But why isn't the government, in your opinion, why would the government not deal with this situation at this point in time?
Yeah, the government is a secular humanist government. They wish, and this is the absolute truth, they wish that they could take the Temple Mount and just fly it to Mecca somewhere and make it disappear. It's a huge problem for them. The police, they just wish it didn't exist. They wish it was gone completely. So any way that they can shirk responsibility there, they would love to. It's just they don't see with the same eyes that we do. They don't have the beliefs that we do, and so they only see it as a security problem and more work for them.
Well, now, does this help or hinder your desire and the people that you partner with, those who are preparing to build the next temple on the Temple Mount, does this hinder their activities, or how does it lay out as far as y'all are concerned?
Well, what it does, one of the biggest things is that we would know certain things for sure. Gabi Barkai said the last time they dug this gigantic trench across the Temple Mount to put in electrical cables, they destroyed remnants of outer sort of offices of the temple. These are things that we'd like to know exactly where they were. We'd like to confirm the traditions and the measurements that we were given by the sages. And, once they're gone, and there's no bringing them back. So there's not a lot of Gabriel Barkai would call archaeological meat up there. The area that you're talking about, from the paving stones that you see down to bedrock, in some places is just a few inches. And once those remnants are gone, they're gone. And there's nothing we can do. So this is crucial information that we'd like to have. Not that we can't build a temple without it, but we would really like to be able to see. When we get up there finally and we uncover those stones and pull all those paving stones off, we should be able to see exactly where the altar was. And
if
everything is destroyed and removed, it's just making our lives harder.
Yes, it certainly is. Do you think that this, archaeological authority, the Antiquities Authority, is going to be successful in trying to get the government to do something? Or will the Islamic Trust actually win out in this situation and make it more tough for what you said you're trying to do and only intensify in the activities of controversy up there?
Ultimately, this comes down to the decision of a group called the General Security Services. Whichever side they take, that's the side that will win out. If they decide to take the Antiquities Authority's position against the Prime Minister, against the courts, against the police, whoever, ultimately they'll trump everyone. So that's what we have to look for. But for sure, getting the Antiquities Authority to switch sides and to admit that our history, our claims to the Temple Mount are being destroyed is a huge thing in our favor now. This is really big.
Step forward, absolutely. Well, this is a story we're going to have to continue to watch, and I'm sure that you're going to be a valuable asset helping us to understand what is going on and why it's going on. One final thought I want to talk to you about. In the past, we've had a conversation about how the Arab world wants to stop the Jews from Judaizing the city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount in particular. There is a report that the Arabs are gathering together. They want to do a global march on Jerusalem. I think it's March the 30th it's going to take place. Do you have any idea? They're wanting 1 million Muslims to come. Is that at all a viable possibility? You think Israel will shut that down?
It'll be shut down immediately. They've tried this kind of thing before. There was a day where they were supposed to flood the airports with so many people trying to get in that it would shut the airports down or whatever. They just turn them back wherever they are. They don't even let them get on the planes to come in. They don't even let them get on flights to even come to Israel. So I don't see anything like that happening. They can, when Israel wants to take control, they can do so very easily. They just most often worry about public opinion more than they do their own security. But when they want to take control, they can take control. They can control movement throughout the country. It's very easy.
Rabbi Yoel Karen, he's an asset to us here on Prophecy Today, one of our broadcast partners, and looking at the destruction the Islamic world is perpetrating there on the Temple Mount, a very sacred piece of real estate, and the most sacred piece of real estate, in essence, in all of the world. Rabbi, thank you so very much. Do have a good week, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.